Conference attendees are being urged to talk about just how the federal government's upholding the 20-year-old Native American Graves and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, which is intended to help protect Indian burial sites, remains, and artifacts. The Lac des Flambeaux's Historic Preservation Officer Kelly Jackson says she'll discuss how some highway and forestry crews have failed to notify her of unearthed artifacts.
We have some agencies keeping materials in file drawers in general office space. That reflects the agency's inability to see historic preservation or NAGPRA as a priority.
Some tribes wrestle with bureaucracy. David Greenough, the Menominee Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, says he's frustrated by how slow it is to get bodies repatriated out of museums back to tribal land.
The Menominee have probably the forefront here in Wisconsin of working with NAGPRA as far as repatriating human remains. We did a repatriation for the Smithsonian. We had about three over there.
Sherry White of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans agrees about the bureaucracy, noting one reburial took 14 years to complete. But White admits her tribe is a bit unusual.
Our tribe was originally from New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. So we have that whole issue of trying to take care of our grave sites from hundreds of miles away.
The National Association of Tribal Historic Preservation Officers cites a U.S. Government Accountability Office report that says some federal agencies, including the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Army Corps of Engineers, haven't fully enforced NAGPRA. Organizers say they'll use attendees' input to help improve compliance. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.